You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win is 6-4. Jerdan Shaqiri to score and Stoke to win, a huge price, 33-1. Derek, from an attacking perspective, Arsenal haven't caught fire this season, like many would have anticipated by now. Only scored three goals in their opening four matches. This could be the game they get a few, though. They've won the last seven at home against Stoke and scored 17 goals in that run as well.
But would you back him at 3-10? I tell you what, if I'm having a bet on a 3-10 poke, I basically want a home and hosed, and Arsenal are a long way short of that. Stoke are a bigger price to win at Arsenal than Palace were to win at Chelsea a couple of weeks ago. I think Palace were 9-1 or 8-1, I think. And they did the business, had tipped by me, by the way. I think Stoke are bigger at 10-1. I think Arsenal are a team to oppose all season long. I could be made to look very, very foolish here. Not for the first time. But I just can't have them at these kind of prices. I can see Stoke going there, frustrating them, the crowd getting on Arsenal's backs, and then Shaqiri popping up with a screamer from 35 yards to reward 33-1 backers for that headline bet. I think Stoke are a decent bet here at 10-1. We've seen how many away wins there are this season. Teams are giving it a go now. The big teams don't frighten them. As Exhibit A, I give you Chelsea against Palace. Too big, 10-1. Too big.
10-1, Stoke for Derek. I can't see this. Ibrahim Afellay and Charlie Adam out for Stoke as well, following their sending offs against West Brom when they lost at home. Stoke. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do you think 10-1's too big, Lee?
It does look big because Stoke are a good team. But you talk to the guys in the office. There was two Stoke fans in the office, and they're like, "Yeah, Arsenal do us every time. Just do us. Not even entertain the idea that Stoke could get anything out of this game." But Stoke are, it is Stoke. I think I tend to agree with what you were saying there, that you kind of expect Arsenal that they haven't been scoring goals, but they have been having lots of shots.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, someone is going to get it, and it might be that they're just a little bit weak in midfield with those omissions. Charlie Adam one was just ridiculous, wasn't it, getting sent off? But he has got that in him. Sanchez probably performed the best in the international break for Arsenal. Scored a late winner as Chile defeated Paraguay 3-2. Olivier Giroud, by the way, was jeered by the French fans. He wasted loads of chances in the 2-1 win over Serbia in Bordeaux. So he had one of those nights that, like, he had in the Champions League last year for Arsenal, where he just couldn't hit anything. I like Sanchez to score in this game. I'm not mad keen on the price. He's 5-6. And the headline offer is only 6-4. Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win. There's not a lot to go on here, to be honest with you. It's a tricky game. I think I'll play that headline offer. Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win, with a little saver on Stoke at 10-1.
Okay, so playing both angles here.
80% on Alexis Sanchez and 20% on Stoke.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.